This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today's wet, heavy snow has slowed down Front Range life. With schools and many workplaces closed, a lot of people are just hunkering down. CPR's Megan Verlee has the view from Lakewood.
Hey, we need the moisture, isn't that what they always say?
Lauren Havner says the snow is tough on his 80-year-old back, but he was still getting ready to fire up the snowblower and help his neighbors clear their driveways.
Some of them can't get out, so as long as I can get out and help, I'm willing to do it.
Across the street, Malachi and Weston, both 12 years old, had been out exploring in the snow.
And we help out a car get unstuck from over there.
You unstuck a car?
Yeah.
Did you push it or did you dig it out?
We dug it out.
Excitement over, the boys were headed home to warm up and play video games. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Damage to electrical cables was the likely cause of a 2023 underground fire and power outage in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
Colorado Springs Utilities says a private contractor likely caused the damage while using a truck-mounted drill without following required protocols. But the city-owned utility says they cannot pinpoint when the damage originally occurred. Even minor damage to electric cables can cause the kind of failure that triggers this kind of fire. The agency says the cause was not linked to an underground transformer. The fire affected around 280 nearby customers, some of whom were without power for days. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Snow is sticking again to the Front Range roads. Be careful out there. This is CPR News.